Welcome back to part two. It is finished. We left off with Pastor giving us this blessed word on this Resurrection Sunday. We gave you guys a little intermission time to get some popcorn and get comfortable in your homes. I'm going to step to the side and hand Pastor back the microphone so he can continue with that wonderful blessed word. Pastor.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Mrs. McQueen. Thank you. Yes. In the word, we give our first energy to the sun. But not the S-U-N, the S-O-N, which is Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. That's coming with that resurrection, because Jesus is not in the tomb. Jesus is in our special place, in our heart, and we graciously wait for his return. When we open our hearts and our mind and our bodies, we carry this cross. Sometimes we carry it like a mic. Sometimes we have to carry it like a bat. Sometimes we have to carry it like a brick, because we also building that wall, repairing. Building schools, orphanages, going to places where a lot of people are not in. We are giving our first energy to the sun. And as we do that, we are marking time, each and every time, present time, future time. As we look back, it'll be in the past time, but we are giving ourselves in this body. So as we come to this glorious day, we call it Easter. It's about this resurrection. And so for all us that wake up in the morning, we're giving thanks to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. As we look into the Bible, we're following the word. We're not taking nothing from it. We're not adding anything to it, because the word says you'll be taken out of the book of life. Our journey is this message. What's in my hand should be honest, as clean that you can give it to a newborn baby. You don't give a baby a hot bottle. You pour it. The lesson is, when you heat that bottle up, you take that time. You test it. As the word is given, you test that spirit. You put it on the inside of your wrist. You put that baby, you put it on there to make sure it doesn't burn you. You make sure it's prepared, because that baby is trusting in you. On the inside, on the outside, and everything you do, you're doing it in that spirit. To do what's right. So that's our walk for today. As we're revisiting the tomb is empty. But your heart should be filled with the love and the presence of the Lord. So allow yourself to raise up and to be gifted with that supernatural ability that you can come past things of the past that will try to make you stumble, to make you distracted, to make you say, it could only be Jesus. Because, man, I'm going to tell you one thing. I looked on the news. Young man, the police had him handcuffed in the car. They shot at the police, shot at the vehicle. Now, you come on, man. I didn't say no robbers. The man had done no wrong. He had not been held for any crime. But man, they say that they shot up and he was handcuffed. Man, that couldn't have been only one but Jesus. There are miracles that are happening right now, right amongst us, and we are doing everything in our power that we should be doing. But it's dope. So if anybody that has any doubt, go look up on the news. WMBD News 13. Victim shot at 22 times. Filed lawsuit in Osceola County. That's Florida. Deputies. Osceola County deputy mistaken. A guy, you know, from gunshot. Listen. 22 times. You shot at this guy with long rifle, gun, handcuffs, and his attorney, his civil rights attorney, DeWitt Lacy. Now, the victim was Marcus Jackson. Now, you tell me that that wasn't Jesus. If anybody want to see a miracle, and when I say it's over, it's no doubt that you shot 22 times at a man handcuffed in a vehicle, and he gets shot one time? If that ain't a miracle, then y'all come back and tell me what it is, because that has to be my Lord and Savior in that vehicle. The man was not even convicted of a crime. He wasn't even committing the crime. But man, sometimes the devil is trying to kill you with all kinds of all walks of life. And you tell me today, Marquez, and let's spell his name right, M-A-R-Q-U-I-S, Jackson, Mr. Jackson. Now, mama crying, family crying, they witnessing this. And they got cameras for this. Man, the devil is trying to kill people that love God, love Jesus. Trying to set us up to be victims because we love Jesus. So you know his mom and dad and family was praying. And we praying for him now. All the work is done. The miracles are happening. There's no doubt. Ain't nobody tell me you shot at somebody point blank, handcuffed 22 times and walk away. I'm going to say this here. That was a miracle. That was my Jesus. That's our Jesus. That's what I'm praying for. An innocent man. So, sister, I'm going to turn it over to you. Because that right there, man, I'm just praying. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Man.
Thank you, Pastor, for sharing that wonderful word and how it relates to our topic today. It is finished. I want to talk to all of you guys about something that's really dear to me as it pertains to our topic.
Let me say something. I don't mean to cut you off. Let me spell that name. Count is O-K-A-L-O-O-A-S-A, County. And that's why I want to make sure, if anybody want to look that up, where I can make sure that I pronounce it correctly. Because so that's 22 shots. So I don't mean to cut you off. So that's the county, and it's in Florida.
Yes, sir. Thank you for that information. What I want to discuss with you guys today is that, you know, we're often hearing about people being chosen. I know you guys are hearing a lot about that as people are awakening. You may hear of a certain number, 144,000 and or star seeds, et cetera, et cetera. But I think what's most important at this time is to acknowledge a Christ consciousness universally, right? Not just, those selected few, but I want to talk about the masses, all of us having this Christ consciousness. And what Christ consciousness is, basically, it's the state of awareness of our true nature, our higher self, and our birthright as children of God. Christ consciousness is known by love. It's known by peace. It's known by compassion. It's known by acceptance. It's known by wisdom, discernment, clarity, integrity, strength, courage, faith, trust, kindness, inclusiveness, and goodness. Those of us that are embracing this state will often undergo similar experiences, right? And I'm going to list these experiences out to you. For those who are experiencing these things right now, I want to let you know that you are probably in a Christ consciousness and dealing with your own resurrection. And these things include dealing with people bearing false witness on you, dealing with wrongful persecution, dealing with people smearing your name and setting many traps for you, dealing with deep betrayal by those closest to you, your family, your loved ones, your friends, and sometimes a failed attempt to even steal your birthright and your inheritance on this earth. And you may deal with an intense period of isolation, right? Because these are all things that Jesus had dealt with when he was here. And you having that Christ-like consciousness emulates our Father's experience. So consider it a blessing if you're dealing with these so-called examples and so forth of what ultimately led to his resurrection. And I wanted to ask Pastor his thoughts on this Christ consciousness that a lot of people are experiencing right now, all at the same time, it seems. And what do you think is happening here? Do you agree? Do you not agree? If so, explain more to our audience about this notion.
Like I say, I'm going to say this outside the Bible, because I'm going to use words that people say on the daily basis, star seeds. They use terminologies of the waking.
Yes.
And on the Bible, they say the 144,000. But what we have is, we have people that are finding out how real spirituality is.
Yes.
And they're finding out on a supernatural way, ways that they would not even believe, that their faith is moving in direction, and it's getting stronger.
Mm-hmm.
Their testimony, their people are observing it, and they're coming to this point where they're seeing past the physical. They're in the natural. They're in the spiritual. They're going deeper. They're finding out that things that can be made, not just the pyramid.
Mm-hmm.
So what we have is that energy, that positive energy, just like we had a period of negative energy, we're having a period of positive energy. So we have a period where the devil, he had his time to keep you in that negative. But what happens when you start to wake up and you say, it's more than life. It's more than what you feel. It's value. And when you start seeing people that want to have family, children, be married, and it's not about money,
mm-hmm.
then you start to see that awakening. They start asking questions. They say, look, something flew over my house. I start hearing these things. I start hearing these bangs. I start seeing people appear. I start seeing things that normally was not there. Oh. You start to say, at one point, you said you'll just shrug it off. But now, you start to see other people having that same encounter, same occurrence. Mm-hmm. It's like crop circles. Now, you're going to people at this time that you could say, oh, they was fake, but people are now saying, hey, look, you got to take knowledge. This ain't something that's that simple. Now, you want to keep us in that state of mind, but it's just like having a pet, and all of a sudden, he jump into action and save someone, he get a feeling, no, our self may not hear, but you start seeing things happen. So when you start seeing people that are getting more in tune, they're more involved, oh, it's awakening, it's that consciousness, that Christ consciousness. So you see you people come together from different walks of life. Now, he would appear that you got Christians working with Catholics, and Catholics working with Muslims working with Jehovah's Witnesses. People are coming together and say, look, there's one devil. Now, I was raised over here, but there's nothing wrong with you or me. We're raised on different parts of the world. I don't speak Chinese fluently. I want to learn something. I want to go there and experience their culture.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they don't know anything about me. I don't know anything about you, but it takes somebody to teach me how to speak Chinese, how to speak Japanese. So we have to start teaching. For me to communicate with him and him to communicate with me, one of us got to learn the language. So if it's my awakening to learn how to speak Japanese, how to speak Chinese, then I'm going to do it for we can all be on the same page and we can have good people spreading the word. So I see it happening, especially with technology now. WhatsApp, technology, people got translated. We're coming to different parts of the world with a positive state of mind. Not just in business, but I want to live beside someone that has that positive attitude, that I can really trust. Regardless, I may not know their language, but you can feel they got that positive energy.
Mm-hmm.
So as I want to go to Bali, I like being a vegetarian. I like to talk. I like to understand. I don't know everything, and I'm not trying to fill them, but people are waking up to say, look, people are trying. And because I don't know everything, I'm not trying to offend you, but you see, I'm trying to learn. So people are working together in a day-to-day. So I believe it's happening on a massive, wider scale, and it's happening in record time. Because with planes are flying, and like I say, after COVID,
mm-hmm.
you're going to see a lot of people go to places and really speak positive to people and learn their culture, learn their language, and really bring things together. So we've been in the past bad. We've been in the war. But everybody is not trying to attack other people. We're trying to have peace. And but Jesus, that's what we stand for, peace. So I see it, and I believe the devil is trying everything in his power to keep that from happening.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Thank you, Pastor, for that wonderful breakdown of Christ consciousness and, you know, it being done with this, it being finished, I should say, with today's topic. I thought you brought a lot of clarity for our listeners today. Now, just to switch things up a little bit, many of you may not know this, but our pastor is no stranger to the radio and television game. Pastor, can you share a little bit with us about your media experience and where you see Fundraising Cup going in terms of radio and television? I know recently we have just been launched on the radio, and if you can share with some of our viewers the expansion that you have in mind for the organization, and also if you can give us a little taste on how you would introduce or open up this podcast, give us a little sample. Those of you who heard Pastor before on the radio, I know you recognize his radio voice when he first came on. So if he can give us a little taste of how he would open up our show, I know our supporters would love it. So Pastor, can you please elaborate on that, please, sir?
Well, welcome to FundraiserCup.org Ministry, the place and well-being that all people have come about, whether you're brown, white, blue, green, even if you're an alien from a distant planet, flying over our just good planet, called Earth. So if you have reached in and tuned into Terra, this is now the time and the place for you to come over as you're flying over our planet. So we got some angels just flying over, and you're tuning in tonight, right at this point in time, angels, hey, just shout us out right now. Just wave your hand at us, because we're waving back at you. We're just you flying over our planet. So let's do the angels are pulling over, and now for those genes that's tuning in, now you need to get, you should have got right then before you got right here now. So here's the point of it. You have reached us at FundraisingCup.org Ministry, loving everyone. In the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah. I love it. I love the energy. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. That's what we need in here. And can you tell us where you see Fundraising Cup going as it pertains to television and radio, Pastor?
Well, where I see FundraisingCup.org Ministry, once the development of the new website is coming on board, I see FundraisingCup.ministry more so what I would see more in Florida, a nice location. I really like Orlando, Florida for the corporate side of things, but with having a ministry outside the country as well, we of course have our sister church in Ghana, in Tema, Ghana, that we support, and we have other churches that we're supporting in different areas. But what I see as technology and the energy, me personally, I like that. I like that vibe that's coming off Florida in the future, because I've said it before. I've argued with everybody before Trump even moved to Florida. Everybody looked at me and said, look, I told you. How many times you had a president that moved to Florida? Come on. Florida has an energy that is really going to shine. And I believe with technology, places like Universal Studio, and I like Disney, The influence of technology is really, especially with animation, is going to have a strong effect on people, especially you Apple lovers. Now, I really have to say, you know, that the technology that Apple is bringing about with their phone and their tablets, I really like to see that. So people that like to work together, not just inside the building, but outside, this is going to be a good time to work with the charity in the future. So those that are going to support, and we have the church and a school, I think that in that area of technology, it's going to be rapidly advancing. Because with animation, those like I say, I've talked to different schools, especially that even the school that dealt with the Ninja Turtles. So those that like to be creative, work with technology, work with billing channels on YouTube, people that like to even sing, you can deal with animation, with different things in religion and outside of religion. So I think the ministry, Florida, is going to be a good, it's going to be in the future the tech spot, because let's just say California at a period of time was leading, let's say the gold rush and out there in the West. Then let's say Georgia has its period. I believe Disney and Universal, now I'm just only speaking from my point, I'm just not calling that is right now, but I would say personally, I believe that no one has really understood how visionary Disney was. I mean, if you go back and look at him when he did the video when he was laying on the beach with an old camera, I'm telling you, listen, if you go back and look at Disney and see the creative of just what he did with the old camera back in the day, people overlooked that. He started when we wasn't running with all these cameras and phones and laptops. They was doing animation with true drawing. True hand-to-hand drawing, Mickey Mouse, shows that we grew up on. They was doing it by hand. And those teachers are still here and still were going to have a good, strong impact on now we have a technology, and some of us that really want to learn are going to have an opportunity. So with that being said, Universal Studios in Florida, Disney's in Florida, the studios that are going to give opportunity to people that want to learn, I think. And that's the direction, because with the ministry, I would like us to do animation for children, write children books, really be out there, and children need to learn coding. So I believe Florida is going to really impact the economy for future.
Wow. Thank you, Pastor, for sharing the plans and growth for the ministry. I'm happy to be a part of that vision of growth. And so it's a very exciting time with the organization. I want to thank our lovely guest, Pastor Nudala, for joining us on today's podcast and giving women a safe platform such as fundraisinghub.org to speak up, to advocate, to speak out against injustices against women. I also want to personally thank you, Pastor Nudala, for giving women like myself and children this opportunity to be part of a next level ministry that's pretty much open to all races, creeds, everything. It's just so diverse, and I just love meeting people from all walks of life, all different countries. But one thing we do have in common is our love for Jesus and our love for God, and to see us all work together, it's something refreshing. Glad to be a part of it, Pastor. I want to let all you guys know that Fundraising Cup charity was organized by Pastor Nudala, where his focus has been on providing assistance to women and children in need. This charitable initiative embodies the principles of humanitarianism, emphasizing the importance of offering financial support, essential goods, as well as time and effort to those facing challenges. The core belief of this charity is rooted in the act of giving unconditionally, without any expectation of reciprocation. Embracing such altruistic values contributes to fostering a more compassionate and supportive community. Please do join our charity in our ministry and support our charitable endeavors. We have a few campaigns on the website. If you haven't looked already, they're from all around the world. Different nonprofit charities are affiliated with us and use our platforms to raise money for their different activities and so forth. We ask you to contribute to their campaigns as well as our personal ministry. So if you wish to make a donation to fundraisingcups.org, you can do so on the website, as well as you can contact us directly via phone, 615-205-5657. Again, that's 615-205-5657. Your support is greatly appreciated. And to all of you supporters, please continue to donate. We do recognize those of you who tithe and are donating. Please continue to donate. But you know your sister has to promote her own side hustle too as well. So please contact me to book your next travel arrangement so I can hook you up, sis, bruh, because that's what I do. You know I got you. So reach out to me for your next vacation. You know summer's here. I'm here to hook you up. But I want to conclude.
And please do.
Right?
And I please do jump Thank on the travel God. Agent. Think of her first because she's out here working in the
yes.
community. She's a mother.
That's right.
She's a church member. She believes in Jesus.
Yes, sir.
And she's here to give you what's right on your behalf. She's working for you. So understand
yes.
when you're reaching out to a travel agency, she's looking out, making sure that you get the right price, a fair price, and good treatment. So when you have her in your corner, she's speaking and looking out on your behalf. And as she's also looking out, remember, when you travel, get some travel insurance. Because in case something
yes.
happens.
Very important.
And you go there, you get sick, you know, you eat
mm-hmm.
something. Remember, travel insurance, it's just a few dollars, but here's the catch. If you go in the country, especially like Mexico, they will not let
mm-hmm.
you out of their country if you owe them any money. So, let you be known.
You heard it here first.
But go ahead and cover that travel insurance. Make sure when you talk to them, travel with travel insurance. So your
yeah.
medical bill, okay, it's $30, $25. When you're sick, you're not thinking about what happened. You hurt your ankle or something, you scrape an ankle, so you need to go there, get you some travel insurance. So look out with sister to make sure that you have that included. So for 2024, the advice that you hear from fundraiser from pastor is travel insurance, travel well, do it right, leave safely, come home safely. And let
yes,
it be.
Sir.
Because when they see you got travel insurance, they can say, hey, here you go. It's in your passport. It's in your documentary. Document. And, you're doing everything according to their law. You're just coming in and having a good time. So make sure your documents are well protected by travel insurance.
Yes. Thank you. Guys, believe it or not, I did not compensate Pastor New Dollar for that commercial break and promotion. So I want to thank him. I appreciate the shout out and him always assisting me with my business on the side. He's just amazing when it comes to business matters and finance. So thanks again, Pastor, for the shout out. I want to conclude today's topic. And I want to declare and decree that it is finished. With all the evil plans and agendas coming against God's children, known and unknown. And as we await the anticipated solar eclipse on April 8th and darkness falls, let all destruction, deception, and abuse of any kind fall down with it in our lives. Let's pray more people are awakened into their Christ consciousness and higher purpose. Let there be a shift in power from the boastful to the meek. Don't allow these people to sacrifice the innocent anymore, Father. Expose all those in a false position of authority, motivated by greed. Expose all lies, plots, and plans of the enemy and lift the veil of secrets. As Pastor said, time's up. Children of God, rise up into your Christ consciousness and give up addictions and things of this world. Vibrate higher. Apply self-discipline and heal. Abstain from what doesn't serve your highest good. And don't overreact. As above, so below. I say, and amen. I'm going to close out with this gem of experience. This gem of experience to reflect on whenever you think of my podcast and think of me, which is, remember every experience, good or bad, has value, like a jewel. Its true worth shines in the right light. Ladies and gentlemen, it is finished. Thank you all for joining us here today. Thank you, Pastor Moody. This has been another amazing, Can We Talk with Jewel podcast. I'm so happy to have a pastor on for part one and a part two for this Resurrection Sunday. Many blessings to you all, and I hope you all have a wonderful night. Goodbye.
God bless. Goodbye.